Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. 7 minutes before the hour, and on the phone with us, Mark Weber, director of the Institute for Historical Review. He's giving a speech at the University of Oregon tomorrow. There are a lot of groups that are very unhappy with that. He is a Holocaust revisionist. Mark, you said that you're not a denier, but did your group once publish a pamphlet that said that only 300,000 Jews were killed by Hitler during the Holocaust?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. You were about to say something as we headed into break. I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thought.
I've said just the opposite. Look, the United States should regard Israel in the same way that it regards other countries. We shouldn't have religious reasons being the reason we support Israel or sentimental ones. We should, when Israel's interests differ from those of the United States, we should treat it the same way we do with it.
Where do you get the impression that religion guides U.S. policy toward Israel? Because I've never had that impression. I think we aid them because they're an ally, just like we aid the Taiwanese, and the Taiwanese have fewer things culturally in common with us than the Jews do.
Well, when the United States recognized Israel, and for many people still, religious arguments are a very important one. Many Americans have come to believe that Christians have a duty to support Israel. And that's played a role.
Well, that's many Americans. They have the right to their opinion. And if they vote for leaders who then support Israel, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just mistaken. I don't think that religion should be the way that we look at other countries around the world.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not going to deny an average American's right to believe in that and vote based on his convictions, are you?
Sure.
You are?
Some people for religious reasons can think that Israel should be destroyed, but that's their opinion.
By the way,
my point is that America's support for Israel, especially now and increasingly, is harmful to the interests of world peace and to America's interests.
Let me ask you a couple of questions that have been suggested by emailers. Mary writes in, regarding other countries lobbying, is this fellow going to speak on Mexico and their meddling in our policies as well?
Exactly. We should when Mexico meddles in our policy, we should have the same attitude toward Mexico. We shouldn't, though, have an unstinting support for Israel, which has cost not only tens of billions of dollars over the years, but also American lives and support for Israel's policies. Israel violates even American law. If the United States held Israel to the same standards that we've held Iraq or Iran, we'd be bombing Israel. We'd be invading it and taking its leaders into custody.
I disagree. But Mike writes in from Kaiser, where'd this guy come from? The presence of Palestinians doesn't make them a country any more than the presence of Chinese in Chinatown, San Francisco, makes them a country.
Well, that's like saying then Israel shouldn't have been founded in 1948.
Look, why not?
Well, because of the presence of people doesn't make a country.
Well, actually, if you remember correctly, there weren't a lot of Jews in that territory. There were some, but there weren't very many when the country was formed. It was the return that was the purpose of forming the country.
Right, but the people there, a minority of the population of Palestine, through its outside power, was able to set up this state and able to defeat the enemies in 1948 and establish the State of Israel. Look, that's history. The point is now Israel's policies over the last, 5-10 years have been harmful to our interests.
How?
Well, the invasion of Lebanon last year was a catastrophe.
Hold on. Lebanon attacked Israel by grabbing its soldiers and in some cases killing them. Why doesn't a country have the right to defend itself against attack?
I'm not getting into an argument about whether it was right or wrong. I'm saying America's support for Israel in that was harmful to our interests.
How?
It was even a violation.
How is it harmful? How is it harmful to support a country that's been attacked and fights back?
The invasion of Lebanon by world consensus, this is a world consensus, was illegal.
Hey, if somebody comes into our country and grabs our soldiers, Mark, we're going to go back into their country and beat them into submission, I hope.
Just a few weeks ago, Israel attacked Syria. Does that mean that Syria has a right to attack Israel for that reason?
They can try. Good luck. But, Mark, we'll wish you well at your speech tomorrow. I'm up against a break, but I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks a lot, Lars.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Weber, director of the Institute for Historical Review, a Holocaust revisionist, as he calls himself, and a supporter of the State of Palestine.